"What is it?" I said. She held her head in her hands. "It's nothing," she said. "It's silly." I could not think of anything to say. I looked all around her garden for something to kill myself with, in case the men suddenly came. There was a shed at the far end of the garden, with a large garden fork leaning against it. "That is a fine implement," I thought. "If the men suddenly come, I will run with that fork and I will throw myself onto those sharp, shining points." I dug my nails into the soil of the flower bed beside us, and I squeezed the sticky soil between my fingers. "What are you thinking, Bee?" "Hmm? What are you thinking about?" "Oh, cassava." "Why cassava?" "In my village we grew cassava. We planted it and watered it, and when it was high, like this, we plucked its leaves so that the growing would go into the root, and when it was ready we dug it up and peeled it and grated it and pressed it and fermented it and fried it and mixed it with water and made paste out of it and ate it and ate it and ate it. When I slept at night, I dreamed of it." "What else did you do?" "Sometimes we played on a rope swing." Sarah smiled. She looked away into the garden. "There isn't much cassava around here," she said. "Tons of clematis, plenty of camellias." I nodded. "Cassava would not grow in this soil." Sarah smiled, but she was crying at the same time. I held her hand. There were tears running down her face.
"Oh, Bee," she said. "I feel so bloody guilty."
"This is not your fault, Sarah. I lost my parents and my sister. You have lost your husband. Both of us have lost."
"I didn't lose Andrew, Bee. I destroyed him. I cheated on him with another man. That's the only reason we were in bloody Nigeria in the first place. We thought we needed a holiday to patch things up, you see?"
I just shrugged my shoulders. Sarah sighed.
"I suppose you're going to tell me you've never taken a holiday."
I looked down at my hands. "Actually, I have never taken a man."